Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Star, Brother and Sister, G.B. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 7th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Star, your letter has been received. I am glad to hear from you at any time. In searching over my writings, I have come across some matter that was given to Brother and Sister Holland, who have both given up the Sabbath. I am sorry for this. Through the power and grace given me of the Lord, I labored for them. But all the visiting, all the prayers offered, all the earnest efforts put forth, did not save them from making shipwreck of their faith. I was sorry that they did not heed the voice of warning and build upon the rock. He that hath, knoweth my commandments. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered, and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. John 14, verse 21-24. There is an inexpressible fullness in these words. No one needs to err if they will heed the words spoken by Christ in regard to the law of God. We need to urge these words home to every individual soul. We have no time to lose now. Every soul needs to be wide awake, or we shall be taken unawares. Has not the warning been given that everything that can be shaken will be shaken? Should we then be surprised to see the shaking time come just prior to the coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory? We need to be established, to be built up in the faith, to gather for the soul those properties that will make us firm and unmovable. The Lord Jesus asked the disciples, What went ye out for to see? A reed shaken by the wind? Luke 7, verse 24. We have opportunity to see this class in abundance. What was it that imperiled the life of John? It was the straight and proving testimony that was given to Herod because of his sins. Herod's unlawful wife was so exceedingly mad that she could not rest until the head of the greatest prophet that ever lived was brought to her in a charger. Those who reprove in the gate are hated. The plain testimonies of the Spirit of God will cut the fleshly heart, piercing even to the joints and the marrow. The God-given testimony will work, even as a savor of life unto life, or of death unto death. And these testimonies will be given when required, whether men will hear or refuse to hear and to heed. The work of God will go forward without them, but they are the losers. The third angel's message will triumph, and all who will voice, with heart and soul, the third angel's message will triumph with that message. We are to awaken the sleeping world. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast or his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Revelation 14, verse 9, 10, 12. My brethren and sisters, this lesson that has been given you in Adelaide is to teach you the way of the Lord. You cannot trust in man or make flesh your arm. There is one you may trust, who will never mislead or disappoint you. It is he who has paid the infinite price for your soul. Oh, that the church in Adelaide may so humble their hearts before God that he can abundantly bless them. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Out of Christ we may make every pretension, and yet not be a partaker of the divine nature. Pretense and assumption is not pure godliness. The words of Peter are right to the point. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a lively hope, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. 1 Peter 1, verse 3, 4. I must close now.